Calm conditions. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Sunny before stormy today with an afternoon high of 77. Possibility of some strong to severe thunderstorms. All hazards possible, but the main concern right now is very large hail, looking at egg size or larger as the possibility, according to TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers. Full forecast details coming up here shortly on KVOE and KVOE.com. Yesterday, we started telling you about the change in leadership at the Emporia Granada Theater, and we are joined right now by the new director of the Granada Theater and a familiar face and a familiar name to a lot of folks, Halfway to Everywhere CEO Hank Osterhout, joining our 8:05 newscast here this morning.
Hank, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. So officially, it's interim director of the Granada?
That is correct. That is correct. When did we put this into effect? It was effective last Friday. We did the vote, and this has been my first week.
Let me ask you here, because you've been a board member for a little bit before the changeover. As we've been reporting, Stacy Schneider, the previous director, wants to spend some more time with family after she's had some life changes. But what got you interested in serving on the board, and what made you say that, you know what, with this change up at the top, I want to go ahead and direct the theater from here?
Yeah, as maybe I haven't vocalized this on the air, but my entire grand scheme here with Halfway to Everywhere in Kansas Free for Arts and all these things that I'm doing is to create strategies for small towns in Kansas to soften the market for the arts and arts culture. And of course, professional development and all of the things that go with that. And to me, whether or not I was a part of the board or on the Granada, I had a vested interest in the success of that building because it really is the sort of iconic cornerstone of cultural assets for a small town in Kansas. And there are several similar setups in small towns like the Fox Theater in Hutchinson, the Stiefel in Salina. There's actually the Colonial Fox Theater in Pittsburgh. And so, you know, for me, legitimizing the market, legitimizing Emporia as a music market, the Granada's got to be a part of that. They're sort of the central, you know, keystone in that whole plan. And so I was excited, first off, to be offered about 18 months ago as the job of production contractor.
Yeah.
So I was in there often, like pretty much every other day, just trying to straighten out production stuff and do an audit and find out what the needs were and upgrades and all those kind of things. And that's certainly been a process, and that's an ongoing process still. And it wasn't long after I became the technical guy that I was asked to be on the board. And of course I jumped at that because that's a pretty low investment way to make a difference, because it's just one meeting a month for an hour, and we get to kind of talk about all of the issues that the Granada faces and booking and stuff like that. I've been really excited to work with Stacy because she's got the energy, and she's, you know, I think that she has had a really good vision for what the Granada could be. And I was I kind of aghast that she was considering, resigning, but I completely also understand, you know, she's got a lot of other things outside of work that sort of, challenge her time constraints. And this is a pretty time consuming job. Well, luckily for me, it's pretty congruent with all the stuff I'm already doing. It's a central focus in the festival. I mean, it's booking and management. It's things that I do all day, every day anyways. And so, I had mentioned, I really had wished that you had waited a few years, but I totally understand. And for me, I thought this is one of those once in a lifetime opportunities I shouldn't say no to. And so I was happy to say, yeah, I would step in if that's what you really want to do. And so we had an emergency meeting of the board on Friday, and I was voted in, and we talked about challenges facing the Granada and what are some strategies that we can adopt to turn the corner.
All right, so Stacy will stay on, though, correct?
She will. And that was like, you know, one of my, hey, I need somebody to help me transition into this. She's really detail-oriented, and she's going to be I think it was actually the position she was before she became interim director was the executive assistant. So a lot of the business processes like licensing and insurance and payroll and all of the the office managerial stuff that still takes a lot of time and has to be done. I think she's going to be helping me with a lot of those things and helping me to learn the, you know, like our ticketing system and all of the different all the different stuff that I'm going to have to be using. And like I said, I'm hoping to sort of enhance and keep going with her vision of the Granada. And my thing is creating best practices and putting those into place. And I think we're at the point where we need to look for some new bartenders. And since I was the production guy, I got to find some production people and maybe train them up. And you know, my aesthetic is more and bigger and better. And so I hope to be able to use that theater. I'd like to see that theater in use 4 or 5 days a week. So that's
a pretty lofty goal right there.
It sure is. You know, we've never had that kind of volume, and it's not going to be, you know, this month or this year by the time we get that done. But I do have a couple of strategies where I think we can really start to see some influx.
Now, good. Let's try to backtrack here a little bit and see how this exactly all went down. So Stacy obviously was thinking about, I'm going to have some changes happen here. And did she come to you first, then you two went to the board, or she went to the board? How did that all work?
She came to me first because I think she wanted to make sure that she had somebody that she considered competent to step in. I don't think she wanted to cause a problem without having a solution first. So she asked me, and I said, sure. And so then she went to the board, and they really got on it. It was, I think, within 24 hours, they had the emergency meeting called, and then it was another 24 hours. And
well, like I said, I think the board had to be very happy. It's kind of a no-brainer. Here we have Hank ready to step in. And with all this experience in what you do with Halfway to Everywhere, it would be a perfect fit. Obviously, you know the venue inside and out, and you know certainly the music industry coast to coast.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm sure the board is very happy. But now they are obligated to do a national search.
They are, yes. That's part of the process. So 'cause my official title currently is interim director. So that means that I think they have 30 or 60 days. I should know this because I'm on the board, but I don't have the bylaws in front of me. I think it's 30 or 60 days to start to conduct a national search. So they'll put the job up on all the listings. We'll take in some, resumes and whatnot. And then we'll all look over them and see if we can find somebody that has promise. And like I said, I will put my name in the hat for that search as well. I would love to stay on as the permanent director if that's what the board chooses to do. And so, yeah, in the meantime, I'm just going to do my best to kind of, like I said, move the needle a little bit.
This has to be the biggest lack of pressure search the board has ever had, I think.
It might well be. Hank, how does this, at least as you're the interim, how does this then either dovetail or maybe diverge from your current work with Halfway to Everywhere and, you know, the merger process that started last year for Halfway and Kansas Free for Arts?
Sure. As my friends have said, what, did you not have enough stuff to do already? So those are, they are going to stay. I'm still doing the festival. I'm still doing my sound company. I mean, my sound company is a quite lucrative affair, so I'm not really getting rid of that. But I think the good thing about Halfway and the way it's been run is I have always done it as a volunteer, and I've essentially just out of necessity, I have built it in a way that I'm able to operate Halfway to Everywhere without being full-time present in any given space. We're going to continue to keep them as partners, but still separate entities. And you know, the shop downtown is really blowing up right now. And I'm currently just, again, part of this is finding personnel to manage all of these affairs, both the Granada and Halfway in the studio downtown. And that has been my process for over a year now, is just putting together qualified teams and investing in personnel. And so I think the Granada is, we're going to kind of follow that same path, looking for people to fill roles that need to be filled and just keep on keeping on.
So you mentioned you were happy with Stacy's work, obviously.
Yeah.
But obviously you probably have a little bit different vision of what you'd like to see then at the Granada Theater.
Well, I mean, Slightly, yes. I think that...
Well, it's a tough venue. I mean, you've got so many seats, and, you know, booking acts, as you well know, isn't cheap.
That's right. We have 823 seats. I think if we take the seats out, we can fit 1,000. It's a pretty sizable room. And to fill that room, those acts do cost quite a bit of money, and you know, you have to pay those bands 50% of their money up front. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. What I hope I bring to the table is some diversity. I hope that we can diversify our offerings. I have a few new interns for KFA that are from the college, and none of them had ever been into the Granada until that one guy show. And so I hope to change that culture. I hope to open the Granada up to everybody in the community, and that at some point in the next year or so, anybody who hasn't had the opportunity to get into the Granada has an incentive to do so. And so, like I said, it's we're going to have to diversify our offering. I'm hoping to see a lot more of everything. Every genre should be represented. And even, you know, of course, we still do the Arts Council's Performing Arts Series. We want to keep those going strong. We were going to reach out to as many different organizations in town that also do things for the community and see how we can partner there. And getting ready to have our meetings about Unbound Gravel and purveying the alcohol there. And I mean, it's just so sticking with the things that have worked, but then adding a bunch of new things and trying, you know, like I said, to reach a wider and more diverse audience.
Well, Hank, really appreciate your time with us here this morning. I know you've got a lot of things to get into here over the next really just week and a half or so as you kind of get your feet wet with the new responsibilities. But really appreciate your time with us here today. And best of luck, A, with, you know, getting started, but also best of luck in getting that permanent director role, too.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
All right. And speaking of the Granada, don't forget it's the Liverpool Legends that will be performing at the Granada next weekend.
That's correct.
Good show. They're good, too.
They're awesome. They're the real deal.
All right. Hank, thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Hank. KVOE News Time is now 8:26. 38 degrees with sunshine, 77, and the possibility of severe weather by late day today. News brought to you by Clark Carpet and Tile, 3302 West 6th. People forget how fast you did the job, but they remember how well you did it.
Clark Carpet and Tile should really be called Clark Carpet.